What is challenging behavior? Challenging behavior, or behaviors that challenge, is an umbrella term for a wide range of actions that may harm the person and those around them. Behaviors that challenge are common in people with learning disabilities, dementia, or health problems affecting the brain and communication. Positive behavior support, PBS, is crucial in the social integration of people living with a learning disability and in improving their quality of life. Meaning of challenging behavior. Behavior that challenges covers various behaviors considered challenging or could put the individual, or others, at risk. People with autism and other learning disabilities are often deemed to behave in a challenging way. While these behavioral differences pose a challenge to family members and carers, they may be functional to people with disabilities themselves. In most cases, exhibiting behaviors that challenge is directly linked to the environment or a need. For example, children and adults with learning disabilities may show behaviors of distress in crowded, excessively noisy, or unpredictable spaces with a lack of choice in terms of social interaction. Every behavior that challenges serves a certain purpose for the person, such as seeking assistance or creating sensory stimulation. Children, young people, and adults with learning disabilities engage in challenging behavior due to various factors affecting their mental health and overall well-being. Challenging behavior is not a personal failure but a consequence of stress, fear, frustration, and social barriers imposed on people with learning disabilities. What causes challenging behavior? There are a variety of reasons why some people exhibit challenging behavior. Often these individuals demonstrate a lack of ability to communicate in neurotypical ways. This makes them prone to frustration, and their inability to express themselves effectively can leave them with feelings of inadequacy as well as feeling estranged from society. It can also promote a deterioration in well-being when such symptoms escalate. Challenging behavior in health and social care. Behavior that challenges may include outbursts of aggression towards educators or carers, attempts at self-harm and intense fear or paranoia. Therefore, challenging behavior can disrupt the education or treatment process, endangering the person's access to care and social integration. Trained carers can observe certain attitudes and identify signs of behavior that challenges. Care professionals should be able to provide a safe and comfortable environment for individuals with learning disabilities where they can work on the way they interact with others. This way, people prone to behaviors of distress can perform routine activities without any disturbances and reach full integration into the particular environment. Identifying the early warning signs is a crucial part of helping people with a learning disability in cases of behavior that challenges. Without a suitable intervention after its initial signs, challenging behavior may escalate into intense behavioral outbursts, leading to physical injuries. Once carers identify the initial signs of challenging behavior, they should outline adequate strategies for dealing with the situation. Our impact, the story of P. With the right support and care, every individual can rise above their challenges and thrive. That is why we know how essential it is to share P's journey, which is one of the individuals we support at Leaf Complex Care. Besides living with autism and a learning disability, additionally, P developed a behavior that challenges due to deterioration in P's overall well-being resulting from years of inconsistent and inadequate care. When our support workers started working with P, they brought a humanized approach, consistent and understanding support that made a positive impact. Read the entire story of P. That created a world where every individual living with behavior that challenges have the opportunity to become more independent and live a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Challenging behavior types and examples. Challenging behavior represents a wide range of actions that may put the individual exhibiting them and the people around them at risk. This includes the risk of physical injuries or possible exclusion from several spheres of life, such as school, the workplace, or relationships. Behavior that challenges can be understood better by dividing it into three main types: verbal, nonverbal, and physical. Verbal challenging behavior. Verbal challenging behaviors refer to language considered unacceptable and offensive within most areas of society. This may include swear words, threats, name calling, other inappropriate phrases. Furthermore, people with a learning disability might repeat certain words, shout, or scream while in distress. Nonverbal challenging behavior. Nonverbal challenging behavior involves various nonverbal actions that are frowned upon within society and deemed inappropriate or offensive. For example, the individual may engage in the following forms of behavior. Deliberately being silent, clenching fists directly pointing at someone's face, deliberately standing in someone's personal space, intimidating facial expressions, physical challenging behavior. Physical challenging behavior covers outbursts of physical aggression in individuals with autism and other learning disabilities. It can be self-harm, directly aggressive, or non-person directed. Physical challenging behavior may involve chewing or eating inedible objects, inappropriate sexualized gestures, hitting, kicking, biting, spitting, and more, damage to property, eye poking, stealing, grabbing, and holding, what causes challenging behavior. Care providers should be aware that individuals with learning disabilities and other health problems exhibit challenging behavior due to distress and the inability to communicate certain thoughts. Behavior that challenges are a sign that the person struggles to express their needs, desires, fears, and boundaries in a conventional way. Challenging behavior can occur in situations when the person cannot find another way to communicate their needs, has difficulty comprehending the circumstances around them, struggles with stress and anxiety, feels overwhelmed by sensory input, loud noises, flashing lights, extreme temperatures, uncomfortable exposure to touch, faces distress due to underlying physical or mental health conditions. Compassionate, person-centered support can help each individual with a learning disability or health problem through situations of distress and reduce the need for challenging behavior. Acknowledging that these behaviors are not the person's fault and identifying the cause of distress is vital to delivering humanized care for people with learning disabilities. Functions of challenging behavior. Every instance of challenging behavior has a specific function for the individual with a learning disability. Behavior that challenges are a sign that some of the person's needs are left unmet, and they struggle to express this in a typical way. Understanding these functions is the first step towards providing positive behavior support for the person. Below are listed the most common functions of challenging behavior. Social attention. People with neurodevelopmental differences may exhibit behavior that challenges due to boredom or lack of control over the situation. An individual with autism or another disability can behave in a challenging way to get noticed, gain attention from those around them, and achieve social interaction. Communication. A child or an adult with a learning disability can find it hard to label their emotions and articulate them in ways that are commonly expected and acceptable within society. Challenging behavior is a way to communicate frustration, fear, anger, sadness, surprise, or enjoyment. Escape, avoidance. If a person with a learning disability is stuck in a task or situation that brings them distress, they may engage in challenging behavior to escape it. This often involves sensory overload from high-pitched noises, bright lighting, or specific textures that trigger the individual. Feeling unwell, in pain. Challenging behavior can also serve as the individual's way of alarming those around them that they need medical attention for a certain type of pain. Children and adults on the autism spectrum may express discomfort through irritability, low mood, appetite changes, reduced activity, and aggression. What is the cycle of challenging behavior? Getting familiar with the main stages of challenging behavior will prepare you to intervene, de-escalate the behavior, and decrease the possibility of it happening again. Each stage requires specific action from family members, carers, or teachers. Below are listed and explained the phases of challenging behavior in order. Trigger. The challenging behavior cycle is initiated by a particular experience or event that arouses discomfort or anger in the individual, i.e. a trigger. Some triggers may be sudden and come as a single word, action, or a specific noise. Others are slow-burning and can disturb the individual's peace over a more extended period of time, such as lack of sleep, lack of attention, or over-instruction. Escalation. Without suitable intervention right after the trigger, the individual's behavior will enter the second stage and reach a point of escalation. In this stage, a person with autism or another learning disability may show obvious signs of irritation and hostility, such as clenching their fists, muttering, and grumbling. As the individual's level of agitation rises, they may leave their seat, start arguing, or refuse to respond to those around them. This is the point where carers should employ their intervention strategies. Crisis. When the person reaches the crisis stage of challenging behavior, they enter a fight or flight state. In this phase, individuals with learning disabilities lose the ability to reason and may pose a risk to themselves and those around them. For instance, the person may exhibit verbally disruptive and aggressive behavior, including insults, swear words, and threats. In some cases, the crisis stage could even include physical aggression towards other people or damage to property. Recovery. In the final stage of the challenging behavior cycle, the situation has de-escalated, and the individual slowly begins to calm down. As they return from the crisis state to normal functioning, they may show remorse for their actions, start crying or fall asleep. To support a client with a learning disability through a recovery period, caregivers should provide a comfortable space, play soothing music, or engage them in special interests. ABC charts for challenging behavior. ABC charts for behaviors that challenge can help caregivers understand factors that cause challenging behavior and what effectively work to de-escalate that behavior. This model educates family members, teachers, and carers to identify the causes of challenging behavior, create strategies to prevent or reduce it, and encourage positive behavior instead. The ABC approach breaks down challenging behavior into three main elements: antecedents, behavior, and consequences. Perceiving behaviors of distress in this framework helps parents and teachers understand why a child may behave in a challenging way. Therefore, ABC charts allow caregivers to prevent challenging behavior and develop meaningful methods of accommodating people with neurodevelopmental differences. Antecedents. A. Antecedents are any actions that occur immediately before the behavior that challenges. Common examples of antecedents include topics of conversation, exposure to sensory input, specific tasks or demands. Identifying the antecedent that results in challenging behavior is the first step towards creating a comfortable environment for your loved one with a learning disability. Behavior. B. Challenging behavior is any action that could harm the individual or family members, friends, and care providers. Children, young people, and adults with learning disabilities may behave in a challenging way because they struggle to communicate their needs or emotions in a conventional manner. These behaviors may involve verbal outbursts, physical aggression, or non-person-directed behavior. Consequences. C. Consequences are defined as actions or events that happen immediately after the behavior that challenges. This category includes carers giving attention, removing certain demands or activities, or giving access to wanted objects in response to challenging behavior. While antecedents turn on challenging behaviors, consequences aim to turn them off. Preventing and management of challenging behavior. There are several actions that care providers should consider in the prevention and management of challenging behavior. First, carers need to identify any material conditions that trigger the individual and remove these triggers from their surroundings. For instance, care professionals can offer a comfortable environment to a child or adult with autism by eliminating potential causes of sensory overstimulation, such as bright lights, loud noises, intense smells or tastes, and particular textures. If recognizing and removing triggers isn't possible in the specific context, the carer must develop strategies for diffusing the situation. They should identify early symptoms and alleviate the person's distress before they enter the crisis stage. Caring for a child or adult prone to challenging behavior requires patience and readiness to explain stressful situations calmly and clearly, leaving them time to process information. Quality long-term care for a person with a learning disability includes encouraging alternative communication skills. The positive behavior support model helps care providers teach the people they serve new ways to express their needs and emotions. This humanized approach seeks to reduce challenging behavior by improving the individual's quality of life rather than trying to fix them. Implementing PBS approach in challenging behavior management. Positive behavior support, PBS, is a comprehensive, person-centered approach to providing care for individuals who exhibit behaviors of distress. PBS is beneficial for children, young people, and adults with autism and other learning disabilities. Unlike traditional care methods, positive behavior support aims to accommodate these individuals rather than trying to fix them. This approach reduces the probability of challenging behavior by tackling its causes, removing triggers, and encouraging the person to learn new behaviors. The main goal of positive behavior support is to improve the individual's quality of life and remove any factors that put them in distress and result in challenging behavior. A person with autism or another learning disability is likely to receive PBS from more than one professional, service, or support group. Families, care professionals, and service providers play specific roles and must collaborate to support the individual. An elaborate positive behavior support plan is the first step towards providing personalized, compassionate support for a loved one with neurodevelopmental differences. As a caregiver, you can initially focus on one area of PBS and then select additional ones to work on. Positive behavior support plans usually include the following factors: steady routine and structure. A visual timeline can help the individual grasp the social circumstances around them, making them feel safe and in control of the situation. Quality of life. Making sure that the person has access to interactions that improve their confidence and mental health, such as engagement in local community activities, hanging out with peers, playing games, and staying physically active. Accommodation of demands. Ensuring that the child or adult receives tasks that suit their individual skills. Avoiding stress due to understimulation or overstimulation by particular activities. Alternative means of communication, introducing pictures, signs, and symbols as tools for the individual to express their needs and feelings to those around them. Comfortable environment, paying attention to lights, noise levels, sounds, smells, textures, and other factors that may cause sensory overstimulation in children and adults with learning disabilities. Overall health state. Checking in on the individual regularly to make sure all their medical needs are met and they don't struggle with pain, discomfort, lack of sleep, or any other health problems. Will's story. Will was diagnosed with Down syndrome at birth, and his story outlines the importance of having consistent, dedicated support from a committed care provider. After going through multiple care providers that didn't satisfy Will's needs and his mom Maurizia going through a health scare, Leaf Complex Care was asked to support Will. The support workers at Leaf Complex Care created a positive behavior support plan outlining expectations and ensuring that care is continuous and consistent. For me personally, their support has given me a new lease of life. Incidents have become less frequent and less intense. Maurizia, Will's mom, how Leaf Complex Care can help. At Leaf Complex Care, our mission is to provide expert support for children, young people, and adults with neurodevelopmental differences in their most delicate moments. Our trained support workers recognize the complexity of challenging behavior and adopt humanized, person-centered strategies to support individuals. Our heart-driven teams focus on addressing the causes and functions of challenging behavior rather than fixing the individual. If you or a loved one needs support for challenging behavior, Leaf Complex Care is the right choice for you. We provide tailored support for people with complex needs across the UK. And you can find our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Somerset and the Midlands. Contact us, and we will outline a personalised care plan catering to your needs. Read more about other topics. Home care services, end-of-life care at home. End-of-life care is a unique and delicate process that can benefit individuals going through the last years or months of their life. It's designed to support their wishes and preferences. Read more, Home Care Services Supported Living for People with Mental Health Needs. Living with a mental health condition may deprive people of belonging and safety in their own homes. Supported living services enable individuals with complex mental health needs to live independently. Read more, Home Care Services An Introduction to Supported Living. Home is not just a location, it is the place where you have access to great care and support. Supported living allows individuals with complex needs to lead fulfilling lives. Read more.